WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to another episode of The Motivation Spark. Your boy Jackson Reed here, your daily dose of inspiration served up hot and fresh every single morning. Now, today's topic is something super important, something we all struggle with at times. The power of self-compassion, especially when life throws you curveballs. Ever feel like you're just not good enough? Like you're constantly falling short? You know that feeling when you mess up and your inner critic starts throwing a party in your head, right? Well, guess what? We all have that voice. But here's the game changer. You don't have to let it win. Self-compassion is like having a superhero power, but instead of fighting bad guys, it helps you fight those negative thoughts and be your own best friend. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and care that you would offer to a loved one going through a tough time. Think about it. When your bestie is feeling down, what do? You listen, you offer words of encouragement, maybe even a slice of their favorite pie. Now, wouldn't it be awesome if you treated yourself with the same level of love and support? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you unlock the power of self-compassion. 1. Acknowledge your struggles. First things first, stop pretending everything is always sunshine and rainbows. It's okay to feel overwhelmed, frustrated, or even downright defeated sometimes. Life is a roller coaster, and those dips are part of the ride. By acknowledging your struggles, you're taking the first step towards healing and growth. 2. Practice self-kindness. This means ditching the harsh self-criticism and replacing it with gentle words of encouragement. Instead of saying, "I messed up again," try something like, "Hey, that didn't go as planned, but I can learn from this." Remember, you're human and you're allowed to make mistakes. 2. Cultivate mindfulness. Being present in the moment is a game changer for self-compassion. When those negative thoughts creep in, take a deep breath and acknowledge them without judgment. Like clouds passing through the sky, they come and go. Focus on your senses, your surroundings, and bring your attention back to the here and now. 4. Connect with others. We're not meant to go through life alone, folks. Lean on your support system when you need a boost. Talk to friends, family, or a therapist about what you're going through. Sharing your burdens can lighten the load and remind you that you're not in this fight by yourself. 5. Celebrate your wins. Big or small, every victory deserves a pat on the back. Did you finally finish that project you've been putting off? Did you make time for something you enjoyed today? Give yourself credit for those wins and acknowledge your progress. Self-compassion isn't about being perfect, it's about celebrating the journey and honoring your efforts. Let me tell you a story, folks. A few years back, I was knee-deep in launching my own podcast, Scary Stuff. The pressure was on, deadlines were looming, and I was constantly second-guessing myself. My inner critic was having a field day, whispering doubts in my ear like, "You're not good enough, this is never going to work," the whole shebang. But then I decided to do something different. I started treating myself with kindness. Instead of berating myself for mistakes, I acknowledged them as learning opportunities. When I felt overwhelmed, I took breaks, went for walks, and reminded myself that it's okay to not be perfect. Slowly but surely, the negativity faded, and I replaced it with self-belief and determination. And guess what? This podcast wouldn't exist if I hadn't embraced self-compassion during those tough times. So, remember, you are strong, capable, and worthy of love and kindness, especially from yourself. The power of self-compassion isn't some magical fairy dust, it's about choosing to treat yourself with the same understanding and care that you offer to others. It's a conscious decision, a daily practice, and trust me, the rewards are worth it. Now, go out there and be your own best friend. Give yourself permission to rest, to grow, and to shine bright. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little boost of self-compassion today. Until next time, keep sparking that motivation.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.